Jenna, tell us more about that, about just how the Chinese public is preparing for this visit, anticipating this visit.
Chinese social media is usually our barometer for trying to measure what people think. Of course, there's a degree of anticipation. U.S. presidents don't visit that often. There have been, of course, some gripes about changes in traffic, that some tourist attractions have been closed. But people are rolling with it. They too realize that there is a lot at stake. China is looking to stabilize its economy. They're dealing with high youth unemployment, rising housing costs. So they are looking for stability in the U.S.-China relationship that can help remove some of the barriers and headwinds that China has been encountering. That said, the expectations out of this summit are somewhat modest. Both sides are looking more so for practical and more immediate deliverables. For President Trump, that could mean Chinese purchases of American goods, things like aircraft, energy, agricultural goods, along with cooperation on fentanyl, and then possibly easing some of the restrictions around critical minerals and rare earth supply chains. For Xi Jinping, again, the priority is stability with the economy, with tensions between the U.S. and China, and Beijing wanting to avoid more tariffs. There's also the issue of Taiwan. There could probably not be a meeting of these two men without the issue of Taiwan. It's unlikely there's going to be much that will change in either of their positions. But this is seen as the core of China's core interests, and it is likely also to be on the agenda.